HarperCollins, and Harper Audio present Wild Rescuers, Expedition on the Tundra by Stacy Inahosa, a.k.a. Stacy Plays. This is the author. Chapter 1.
Help!
Stacy shouted at the top of her lungs. She was sliding down a steep mountainside, helpless against the avalanche that had carried her away from her wolf pack moments earlier. Suddenly, everything around her stopped moving. She was trapped in the stillness, suspended in the snow, unable to tell which way was up or down. An eerie calm rushed over her, and then fear. The avalanche had subsided, and she hadn't been carried off a cliff or broken any bones. But her current situation was worse. She had been buried under at least 30 feet of snow and would run out of oxygen in minutes, maybe even less. "I'm going to die," Stacy thought to herself. "We're going to die." She reached down into her satchel and stroked the lynx kitten's tiny head. It stirred, too weak to do much else, and Stacy could feel the vibrations of its purrs against her fingertips. A tear crept out of the corner of one of Stacy's eyes and froze on her cheek. She closed her eyes and thought of the happiest memory she could. It was 2 weeks ago, back in the taiga in the clearing outside of their cave, before they decided to journey to the tundra, before she knew about the elder wolves, before any of this had happened.
3, 2, 1. Okay, ready or not, here I come.
Stacy opened her eyes and looked around the clearing. None of her wolves or Paige were in sight, but Molly, the littlest and newest member of her pack, was sitting at her feet, staring up at her with a quizzical expression. Her head was cocked to one side, and her giant floppy ears hung like pigtails on either side of her white and brown spotted face.
"I guess you don't understand hide-and-seek, do you, girl?" Stacy said, reaching down to pat the small beagle on the head.
"We need to go find the others. Come!" That was a command Stacy was at least pretty sure the little dog knew. She'd only had Molly for about 3 months, but it was clear Molly's previous owners hadn't taught her many commands. They'd obviously not cared for her at all, which is how Molly had wound up lost and stranded on a ledge in the mesa biome, which is where Stacy and her pack of wolves had rescued her. But whatever Molly lacked in skills, she more than made up for with sloppy and enthusiastic kisses. She had barely left Stacy's side all winter.
"Let's try to find Paige, girl," Stacy said to Molly. "She doesn't blend in as well as the wolves do."
Stacy set off through the taiga forest, scanning the snowy ground for any signs of fresh tracks. Stacy's wolves, Everest, Basil, Noah, Addison, Tucker, and Wink, were all white, with the exception of Addison, whose coat had tinges of brown and rust red. They didn't have to work very hard to hide in the taiga, which had been blanketed in deep snow since they had arrived home right around Christmas time. It was now the end of March, and the snow, which just a few months ago had come up to Stacy's waist, was beginning to thaw. Ordinarily, Stacy would have stuck out like a sore thumb in her usual outfit, a blue and white striped long-sleeve shirt. But today she was wearing her winter coat, which was the same green as the spruce trees and had fake coyote fur trim around the hood. The coat, a gift from the only human who knew Stacy lived in the forest with a pack of wolves, was quickly becoming one of Stacy's favorite possessions. It allowed her to walk around the forest with her wolves and finally feel like she was one of them, especially when she pulled the hood up over her head. Droplet and Splat, Stacy's two timber wolves, had dark...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?